ジャパニーズポット101でござる。おはよう薩摩、こんばんは長州、こんにちは土佐。
ナオミです。
ユイチです。
Peter here. Beginner Lesson Season 3 Onigiri Prince Part 1。
おにぎり王子、
Rice Bowl Prince。
その通りです。
Who wrote this story?
僕です。
So we have the writer here in the studio. Yuichi-san wrote this story. Now this story will be about
おにぎり王子の話です。
So a story about a rice bowl prince. Now, I think, well, let's just wait and see what happens. But what grammar point are we going to focus on today?
ことがある。
Which means there are occasions when one does something or something happens.
そうですね。
Okay, the conversation takes place at?
The street.
On the street. And the conversation is between?
青 and 一番。are they common name, Yuichi-san? Who named them?
Are they male, female, or what are they?
青 is female, 一番くん。Is a man.
Did you name them?
Yes, I did.
Okay, nice name. And are they friends?
Yeah, very close friends, I think.
So we'll be using casual Japanese.
Yes.
Okay. So, Onigiri Prince, Part 1, by Yuichi. Here we go.
一番くん、おにぎり王子知っていますか?
はい。僕は昔から大ファンなんですよ。ファンクラブにも入っていて、時々ファンレターを出すことがあります。彼のコンサートに行くこともあるんですよ。
へえ、熱烈なファンですね。私はおにぎり王子よりおにぎり王女の方が好きです。
え、あの噂の？
はい、おにぎり王子の彼女の。だって可愛いじゃないですか。
あ、あれはもしかして。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
一番くん、おにぎり王子、知っていますか?
はい。僕は昔から大ファンなんですよ。ファンクラブにも入っていて、時々ファンレターを出すことがあります。彼のコンサートに行くこともあるんですよ。
へえ、熱烈なファンですね。私はおにぎり王子よりおにぎり王女の方が好きです。
え、あの噂の?
はい。おにぎり王子の彼女の。だって、かわいいじゃないですか。
あ、あれは、もしかして。
今度は、英語が入ります。
一番くん、おにぎり王子知っていますか?
一番くん、Do you know the おにぎり prince?
はい、僕は昔から大ファンなんですよ。
Yes.I've been a long-time fan of his.
ファンクラブにも入っていて、時々ファンレターを出すことがあります。彼のコンサートに行くこともあるんですよ。
I'm a member of his fan club, and sometimes I write him fan mail. I also go to his concerts.
へえ、熱烈なファンですね。
Wow, you're an ardent fan.
私はおにぎり王子よりおにぎり王女の方が好きです。
I like Onigiri Princess better than Onigiri Prince.
え?あの噂の?
What? The one I keep hearing about?
はい、おにぎり王子の彼女の。だって可愛いじゃないですか。
Yeah, the girlfriend of Onigiri Prince. Because she's cute, isn't she?
あ、あれはもしかして。
Oh my gosh, could that be...
Naomi-sensei?
はい。
どう思いましたか?
I think such and such 王子 is one of 流行語。
A trendy word.
はい。Like, はにかみ王子、ハンカチ王子。
はにかみ王子? What's that?
Bashful prince? Shy prince?
Hmm, his smile is so cute.
The real name of Hanikami Oji is Ryo Ishikawa. He's 16 years old. He's a professional golfer.
Ah, recently participated in a very big tournament and did terrible.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's true. Yeah, he is the youngest professional golfer in Japan.
Yeah, and they had big hopes for him, but maybe they rushed him just a little bit.
He's still a high school student in Japan. Yeah,
I remember he was in a very, very big tournament, one of the world tournaments.
The other prince is Hankachi Oji.
Well, one more time?
Hankachi Oji.
And what does that mean?
Prince Handkerchief?
Handkerchief Prince.
What's his name?
Saito Yuki.
And why is he the Handkerchief Prince?
He became famous because of his good looking and pitching. And his team took the first or second, I'm not sure, in a high school baseball tournament. And the way he wiped sweat off his face became, like, was kind of unique.
Yeah.
Oh, Naomi, that is just so lovely.
Like, he always used blue handkerchief?
Yeah, blue handkerchief.
Like, usually the athletes wipe their sweat using their, like, sleeves or...
Jerseys.
But he didn't do that. He used blue handkerchief. So that captured women's heart.
So this... Oji, meaning prince, is kind of used in combination with a term that is associated with these guys.
そうですね。Onigiri Oji は?
Idol です。He's a pop idol.
So it's a real person?
No, I made it up.
Oh, okay. So, okay, now it kind of makes sense. But when we think about the Onigiri Oji and we use kind of the methodology of the handkerchief prince, the Hankachi Oji, we can kind of assume that this rock star or singer is always eating onigiri.
He's kind of a unique character who likes onigiri a lot. And yeah.
頭の形が三角?
You'll find out in a later lesson.
So his head looks like an onigiri.
The point is, he loves onigiri very much.
Okay, let's take a look at some of the vocabulary.
Oji.
Prince.
O-u-ji. Oji.
Next.
昔.
A long time ago.
昔. 昔.
Next.
Fan club.
Fan club.
Fan club. Fan club.
Next.
時々.
Sometimes.
時々. 時々.
Next.
Concert.
Concert.
Concert.コンサート
Next
熱烈な
Passionate Ardent
熱烈な熱烈な
Next
王女
Princess
王女王女
Next
噂
Rumor Gossip
噂噂
Okay, let's take a closer look at some of the phrases and vocabulary that appear in today's lesson. Naomi-sensei, onegaishimasu.
Oji.
Prince.
Ojo.
Princess.
そうですね。O means king. なので、王様の子供。なので、prince.
Just to clarify, so the first character is O, meaning king, and the second character is G, meaning child, so king's child.
そうですね。
Prince.
King's girl is princess.
So let's just finish off the rest of the royal family. What do we have for the king?
O.
King.
Jo-o.
Queen.
そうですね。Woman king ですね。
Queen. And the whole royal family?
O-ke.
O-ke.
Ke means house. And or sometimes people say O-zoku.
The royal family, and zoku is kind of like a...
Group.
Yes.
Like, as in kazoku, right?
Yep.
So, ozoku.
Ozoku.
Hai.
And what's the word for nobles?
Kizoku.
The reason I brought this up is because this is we're talking about Western culture here now.
This o and ojo, oji things cannot apply to Japanese royal family.
They have different names altogether.
そうですね。These are only for Western or like other countries' royal family.
So fairy tales that have made it over from Western culture, this is the things would be, so King Arthur and things like this.
Or Queen Bee とかね。
何ですかそれは。
女王蜂とか。もう女王蜂とかって言いますね。
King Arthur, Queen Bee. よくわかんないですけど。はい、次。
時々。
Sometimes.
時 means time.And the next Chinese character that repeats the previous kanji, so toki, toki. But you have to pronounce the latter toki, so doki, so toki doki.
Sometimes.
そうですね。From time to time っていう感じですかね。
Like the song. Actually, the song time after time, but could be a good way to remember it. Time, time.
そうですね。
Time after time, sometimes.
I think the kanji for time is interesting.If you take a close look at the kanji, you'll see nichi on the left side, hi, which means sun, right? Mm. And you'll find temple on your right side. So in back in Edo era, temple let people know what time it was.
How so?
Like they rang the bell at the temple. So at the temple...The Buddhist monks saw their sun and tell people the time.
Hmm. Interesting. Great mnemonic. Okay, next we have?
熱烈な
Ardent. And can we have a sample phrase?
熱烈なサッカーファン
An ardent or passionate soccer fan.
イギリスには熱烈なサッカーファンがたくさんいますよね。
So there are a lot of passionate soccer fans in England.
そうですね。
有名ですよね。
World famous fans in England. Okay, let's take a look at today's grammar point. Naomi-sensei, onegaishimasu.
Today's grammar point is koto ga aru.
Now, this is a phrase used to indicate that there are occasions when one does something or something happens. Okay? Now, please note, in this case, we're using the non-past plain form. And please don't confuse this with I have done something. I've had that experience.
そうですね。
Which is past plain plus ことがある。But for now, let's just take a look at the first one we talked about. The non-past plain plus ことがある, which talks about occasions when someone does something or something happens. Naomi-sensei, お願いします。
見る is to see. 見ることがある。
There are times when one sees.
For example, 映画を見ることがある。
So, I sometimes watch movies, is how we would translate it. But literally,There are times, there are occasions when I watch movies. We also have?
話すことがある。
There are times when one talks. How about a sample sentence?
大きい声で話すことがある。
Sometimes I talk in a loud voice. Sometimes I scream. And again, there are occasions when I talk in a big voice. But again, we simplify this by saying sometimes.
そうですね。And you should be careful that you cannot use the polite form beforeことがある。
Yes, always the plain.
そうですね。見ますことがあるは you can't say that.
So remember, the final verb of the sentence decides the politeness level. Okay, now, we touched on this earlier and we don't want to confuse you too much, but some of you may have been exposed to the grammatical structure for I have something. I have been to Japan, which is?
日本に行ったことがある。
And before the ことがある, we have a verb in the plain past.Now, this means I have experienced something. This can cause some confusion, so we're going to clarify it all in the next lesson. But for now, we're covering, remember, the plain non-past form of a verb plus ことがある. 見ることがある, I sometimes see. 食べることがある, I sometimes eat. Or there are times when one eats.
I think it's covered in a PDF, but other verbs of frequency are often used with this grammar. Like, 時々見ることがある。時々映画を見ることがある。たまに映画を見ることがある。よく映画を見ることがある。
So be sure to stop by and pick up the PDF. Also, in the Learning Center, we have the Reference Material Center, and there you have a wealth of information to really reinforce some of the basics if you're learning those. For example, we have hiragana charts with the audio and video. Many, many things to really help you build a solid base.All right, that is going to do for today.
さよなら。
またね。
1番くん、おにぎり王子知っていますか？
はい、僕は昔から大ファンなんですよ。ファンクラブにも入っていて、時々ファンレターを出すことがあります。彼のコンサートに行くこともあるんですよ。
へえ、熱烈なファンですね。私はおにぎり王子よりおにぎり王女の方が好きです。
え、あの噂の？
はい、おにぎり王子の彼女の。だって可愛いじゃないですか。
あ、あれはもしかして。